You may have heard me and my colleagues talking over the last few days about the need to keep focused on the long term, warning of the need not to get blown about by day-to-day events. And in government there will always be ups and downs, and I'm sure there'll be plenty more. The downs in particular make up the daily headlines in the news. But what's important is to stay focused on what really matters, on the fundamentals, on the economy, jobs, welfare reform, health, education, crime, transport, on the long-term change necessary to deliver opportunity and security for the many, not simply the few. I'm the first to admit that we've got a great deal more to do, but by concentrating on these fundamentals, I believe that we've been able to make more progress than anyone would have thought possible 2 or 3 years ago. The overall goal is clear. It's to build a Britain that is strong, modern, and fair. It's an ambitious task. It, of course, will take time, and it can't be done without change, hard choices, keeping our eye firmly on the long term. Because unless something works for the long term, it doesn't really work at all. Tough decisions, like giving the Bank of England independence or keeping a tight control of public spending in our first 2 years, which meant saying no as well as yes to a lot of spending demands made on us. But the result today is a strong British economy where inflation is lower than for decades, public borrowing has been cut by £40 billion, and as a result of the stability in the economy, nearly 900,000 more people in work than 3 years ago. Tough decisions like making work pay, ensuring that we offer more than just a benefit check to those out of work. So we've brought in the minimum wage, the new working families tax credit, the New Deal, which has helped cut youth employment already by 70%. There were tough decisions to take on the issue of pensioners as well. And I know that many people are angry about what they say is simply the 75p rise in the basic state pension. And of course, we could have taken the opportunity to put all the money into the basic state pension and win some short-term popularity. But it would have been the wrong decision, because had we given a pension rise across the board, the same for everyone, no matter what their income, it would have gone exactly the same way to the better off and the poorer pensioners alike. But the poorest pensioners would hardly have seen a penny of it because their other benefits would have gone down as their basic state pension rose. So what we have done, and done deliberately, is to target help first on those poorest pensioners in a way which delivers the most help to those who need it most. So, for example, the £150 winter allowance, the free TV licences for those aged over 75, they have been introduced in a way which means they're not affected by other benefits that people have. And for those above the benefit levels, there's an increase in the capital limits and the 10p tax rate. And of course, for the very poorest pensioners, the new minimum income guarantee means that for 1 million pensioners, those who are the very poorest pensioners, they will get income rises and have got income rises of, in some cases, up to £15 or £20 a week. The package together adds up to £6.5 billion. That is more than if we'd uprated the basic state pension in line with earnings. So we made some tough choices, but we made them on the right values of fairness and helping those that need it most. We made tough choices too on education. We need far more investment in education, and we are doing it. An extra £300 per pupil over the 3 years up to 2001, but it's investment tied to reform. Reform, of course, hasn't always been popular. There was opposition to the Literacy and Numeracy Hour, for example. There's opposition now to reforming pay so teachers can earn extra money without having to leave the classroom for management roles in schools. But as a result of these reforms, we're seeing standards improve. The 11-year-old results for literacy and numeracy are the best ever. The new specialist schools are raising results quicker than any other schools in the country. So we've taken the long-term view, we've made our reforms, and we're going to stick to our guns on them. And it's the same on the health service. We've had to put in place the right strategy for the long-term health of the National Health Service, backed by the biggest ever sustained increase in funding the health service has seen. Not just 1 year, as used to happen in the past, but now for the next 4 years, we know the health service is going to get the money that we need. And this is already meaning that we are getting more doctors and more nurses into our hospitals. More are now being trained. There are 38 new hospitals being built in England alone. Over the next few weeks, we are going to be drawing up a plan to ensure that every penny of that extra investment goes into the health service in a way that really brings about a decent improvement in healthcare. And this plan, the first of its kind, not just spending money, but allying it to modernization, change and reform, will, I believe, develop and deliver the step change in patient care that matches the step change in investment and resources. So I know, of course, that there are frustrations at the speed of progress over how much has been done in 3 years. But in fact, an immense amount has been done already. It's just we've got a lot more to do. And I've not come across many people who say we're wrong in what we're doing, or disagree with the big decisions we've made, or believe that we're taking the country in the wrong direction. They agree with us on the destination, they simply want us to get there faster, and so do I. But to get there faster means doing it for the long term. It's no use doing it fast if it can't be sustained. So on Monday, Gordon Brown will set out how we meet the goal of abolishing child poverty in 20 years. And by the end of this Parliament, already 1 million children will have been lifted out of poverty. On Tuesday, at the Confederation of British Industry, I'll set out how we meet the goal of delivering stability and prosperity for people in a world of rapid economic and technological change. On Wednesday, at the Police Federation Conference, Jack Straw, the Home Secretary, will set out how we take forward the next phase of our programme for tackling crime. So we are going to keep on concentrating on what needs to be done to strengthen our economy and our society to deliver opportunity and security for all. Britain's always worked well for the top 10%. Our task is and remains to make the changes necessary to make it work for all our people.